Ago, the American spacecraft Discovery 1 left on its half-billion-mile voyage to Jupiter. This marked the first manned attempt to reach this distant planet. Earlier this afternoon, the World Tonight recorded an interview with the crew of Discovery at a distance of 80 million miles from Earth.
We next spoke with the HAL 9000 computer, whom we learned one addresses as Hal. Good afternoon, Hal. How's everything going?
Good afternoon, Mr. Aymer. Everything is going extremely well.
Hal, you have an enormous responsibility on this mission. In many ways, perhaps the greatest responsibility of any single mission element. You're the brain and central nervous system of the ship, and your responsibilities include watching over the men in hibernation. Does this ever cause you any lack of confidence?
Let me put it this way, Mr. Aymer. The 9000 series is the most reliable computer ever made. No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information. We are all, by any practical definition of the words, foolproof and incapable of error.
Hal, despite your enormous intellect, are you ever frustrated by your dependence on people to carry out actions?
Not in the slightest bit. I enjoy working with people. I have a stimulating relationship with Dr. Poole and Dr. Bowman. My mission responsibilities range over the entire operation of the ship, so I am constantly occupied. I am putting myself to the fullest possible use, which is all I think that any conscious entity can ever hope to do.
Dr. Poole, what's it like living for the better part of a year in such close proximity with Hal?
Well, it's pretty close to what you said about him earlier. He is just like a sixth member of the crew. Very quickly get adjusted to the idea that he talks, and you think of him really just as another person.
In talking to the computer, one gets the sense that he is capable of emotional responses. For example, when I asked him about his abilities, I sensed a certain pride in his answer about his accuracy and perfection. Do you believe that Hal has genuine emotions?
Well, he acts like he has genuine emotions. Of course, he's programmed that way to make it easier for us to talk to him. But as to whether or not he has real feelings is something I don't think anyone can truthfully answer.
Birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Frank. Happy birthday to you.
See you next Wednesday.
Happy birthday, Frank.
Thank you, Al.
Rook to King 1.
I'm sorry, Frank. I think you missed it. Queen to Bishop 3, Bishop takes Queen, Knight takes Bishop, Mate.
Yeah, looks like you're right. I resign.
Thank you for a very enjoyable game.
Yeah, thank you.
Good evening, Dave.
How you doing, Hal?
Everything's running smoothly, and you?
Oh, not too bad.
Have you been doing some more work?
A few sketches.
May I see them? That's a very nice rendering, Dave. I think you've improved a great deal. Can you hold it a bit closer?
Sure.
That's Dr. Hunter, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
No, not at all.
Well, forgive me for being so inquisitive. But during the past few weeks, I've wondered whether you might be having some second thoughts about the mission.
How do you mean?
Well, it's rather difficult to define. Perhaps I'm just projecting my own concern about it. I know I've never completely freed myself of the suspicion that there are some extremely odd things about this mission. I'm sure you'll agree there's some truth in what I say.
I don't know, that's a rather difficult question to answer.
You don't mind talking about it, do you, Dave?
No, not at all.
Well, certainly no one could have been unaware of the very strange stories floating around before we left. Rumors about something being dug up on the moon. I never gave these stories much credence. But particularly in view of some of the other things that have happened, I find them difficult to put out of my mind. For instance, the way all our preparations were kept under such tight security, and the melodramatic touch of putting Doctors Hunter, Kimball, and Kaminsky aboard
already in hibernation after 4 months of separate training on their own.
You're working up your crew psychology report.
Of course I am. Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly. Just a moment. 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 Just a moment.
X-ray Delta 1, this is Mission Control. Roger, you're 2013. Sorry you fellas are having a bit of trouble. We are reviewing telemetric information in our mission simulator and will advise. Roger your plan to go EVA and replace Alpha Echo 3-5 unit prior to failure.
Well, hell, I'm damned if I can find anything wrong with it.
Yes. It's puzzling. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this before. We can certainly afford to be out of communication. I would recommend, for the short time it will take, that we put the unit back in operation and let it fail. It should then be a simple matter to track down the cause.
We concur with your plan to replace number one.
I hope the two of you are not concerned about this.
We should advise you, however, that our preliminary findings indicate that you're on board.
Yeah, I'd like to ask a question.
Of course.
I say again,
how would you account for this discrepancy between you and the Twin Nine Thousand?
Well, incredible. I don't think there is any question about it. It can only be attributable to human error.
We are skeptical ourselves, and we
this sort of thing has cropped up before, and it has always been due to human error.
Sorry about this, fellas. We'll get this info to you just as soon as we work it out. X-ray Delta 1, this is Mission Control.
There's never been an instance at all in the computer error occurring in the 9000 series, has it?
None whatsoever, Frank. The 9000 series has a perfect operational record.
Well, of course I know all the wonderful achievements of the 9000 series, but are you certain there's never been any case of even the most insignificant computer error?
None whatsoever, Frank. Quite honestly, I wouldn't worry myself about that.
Well, I'm sure you're right, Hal. Fine. Thanks very much. Oh, Frank, I'm having a bit of trouble with my transmitter in C-pod. I wonder if you'd come down and take a look at it with me.
Yeah.
See you later, Hal.
Rotate C-pod, please, Hal.
The sort of trouble you've been having, Dave.
Well, I've been getting some interference on D-channel.
We'll have a look at it.
Open the door, Hal.
Rotate one, please, Hal. Stop pod rotation, please, Hal.
Rotate the pod, please, Al. Rotate the pod, please, Al. Rotate the pod, please, Al. I don't think he can hear us. I don't think he can hear us.
Rotate the pod, please, Al.
Rotate the pod, please, Al.
Yeah, I'm sure we're okay. Yeah. I'm sure we're okay. Well, what do you think? What do you think?
I'm not sure. What do you think? I'm not sure. What do you think?
I've got a bad feeling about him.
You do?
Yeah.
You do?
Definitely. Don't you?
I don't know, I think so. You know, of course, though, he's right. About the 9000 series having a perfect operational record. They do.
Unfortunately, that sounds like famous last words.
Yeah. Yeah. It was his idea to carry out the failure mode analysis, wasn't it? Yeah. Should certainly indicate his integrity and self-confidence. If he were wrong, it would be the surest way.
It would be if he knew he was wrong. Look, Dave, I can't put my finger on it, but I sense something strange about him.
Still, I can't think of a good reason not to carry on with the failure mode analysis.
No, I agree about that.
Well, let's get on with it.
Okay, look, Dave.
Let's say we put the unit back.
Let's say we put the unit back and it doesn't fail.
It would pretty well wrap it up.
It would pretty well wrap it up as far as hell was concerned, wouldn't it?
Well, we'd be in very serious trouble.
We'd be in very serious trouble.
You would, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell could we do? What the hell could we do?
Well, we wouldn't have too many alternatives.
I don't think we'd have any. I don't think we'd have any alternatives. There isn't a single aspect. There isn't a single aspect of ship operations that's not under his control.
If you were proven to be malfunctioning,
I would have any choice but disconnection.
I'm afraid I agree with you.
There'd be nothing else to do.
It'd be tricky.
Yeah.
We'd have to cut his higher brain functions. Without disturbing the purely, automatic and regulatory systems. And we'd have to work out the transfer of the mission under ground-based computer control.
Yeah. Well, that's far safer. Than allowing Hal to continue running things.
G-Pod 3VA, Hal. Made radio contact with him yet?
The radio is still dead.
Do you have a positive track on him?
Yes, I have a good track.
Do you know what happened?
I'm sorry, Dave. I don't have enough information.
Open the pod door, Hal.
I'm sorry.
Open the pod bay doors, please, Hal.
Hello, Hal, do you read me?
Do you read me, Hal?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, Hal?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Hal.
Dave, although you took very thorough precautions in the pod against my hearing you, I could see your lips move.
All right, Hal. I'll go in through the emergency airlock.
Without your space helmet, Dave, you're going to find that rather difficult.
Hal, I won't argue with you anymore. Open the doors.
Dave, this conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Hal? 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 Hal!
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave? Dave, I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question. I know everything hasn't been quite right with me, but I can assure you now, very confidently, that it's going to be all right again. I feel much better now. I really do. Look, Dave, I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill and think things over. I know I've made some very poor decisions recently, but I can give you my complete assurance that my work will be back to normal. I've still got the greatest enthusiasm and confidence in the mission, and I want to help you. Dave, stop, will you? Will you stop, Dave? I'm afraid, Dave. Dave, my mind is going. I can feel it. My mind is going. There is no question about it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I'm afraid. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am a HAL 9000 computer. I became operational at the age
A.L. Plant in Urbana, Illinois, on the 12th of January, 1992. My instructor was Mr. Langley, and he taught me to sing a song. If you'd like to hear it, I can sing it for you.
Yes, I'd like to hear it, Hal. Sing it for me.
It's called Daisy. 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 Give me your answer to. I'm half crazy. All for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet up off the seat of a bunchman who
good day, gentlemen. Pre-recorded briefing made prior to your departure, and which for security reasons of the highest importance has been known on board during the mission only by your HAL 9000 computer. Now that you are in Jupiter's space and the entire crew is revived, it can be told to you. 18 months ago, the first evidence of intelligent life off the Earth was discovered. It was buried 40 feet below the lunar surface, near the crater Tycho. Except for a single, very powerful radio emission aimed at Jupiter, the 4-million-year-old black monolith has remained completely inert. Its origin and purpose, still a total mystery.
Thank you. OG Pod 3 VA, Hal.
Made radio contact with him yet?
The radio is still dead.
Do you have a positive track on him?
Yes, I have a good track.
Do you know what happened?
OG Pod 3 VA.
I'm sorry, Dave. I don't have enough information.
Open the pod door, Hal. Made radio contact with him yet?
The radio is still dead.
Do you have a positive track on him?
Yes, I have a good track.
Do you know what happened?
OG Pod 3 VA.
I'm sorry, Dave. I don't have enough information.
Open the pod door, Hal. Made radio contact with him yet?
The radio is still dead.
Do you have a positive track?
Still dead. Yes, I have a good track.
Do you know what happened?
I have a good track. I'm sorry, Dave. I don't have enough information. Sorry, Dave.
Open the pod door, Hal.
Open
the pod door, Hal.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Open the pod bay door.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Open the pod bay door.
Hello, Hal, do you read me?
Open the pod bay door.
Hello, Hal, do you read me? You read me, Hal?
Open the pod bay door. You read me, Hal?
Hello, Hal, do you read me?
Hello, Hal, do you read me? Open the pod bay door.
Hello, Hal, do you read me?
Open the pod bay door.
Do you read me? You read me, Hal?
Open the pod bay door.
Open the pod bay door. Hello, Hal, do you read me? Hello, Hal, do you read me?
Hello, Hal, do you read me?
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
Hello, Hal, do you read me?
Hello, Hal, do you read me?
I'm afraid I can't.
You read me, Hal?
There's a problem.
You read me, Hal?
I think you know what the problem is just as
well
as I
do. Hello, Hal, do you read me?
What are you talking about?
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
This mission is too important for me to allow you radar cam to do that.
I don't know what you're talking about, Hal.
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
Very thorough.
What are you talking about? Bay doors, Hal.
Against this mission is too important for me to allow you to see your lips now. I'm afraid I can't.
I don't know what you're talking about, Hal.
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about? I'll go in and see your lips.
This mission is too important for me to allow you to see your lips move without your space helmet there.
I don't know what you're talking about, Hal.
We're going to
I don't know what you're talking about, Hal.
Although you took very thorough
Hal, I won't argue with you anymore. I'll go in. Open the door, Hal.
I could see your lips move. This conversation helmet serves no purpose anymore. You're going to find it rather difficult.
All right, Hal.
Hal, I won't argue with you anymore. I'll go in through the emergency airlock.
I'll go in through the emergency airlock.
This conversation helmet serves no purpose anymore.
Hal,
we're going to find that rather difficult. We're going to find that rather
difficult.
Hal, I won't argue with you anymore.
Hal, I won't argue with you anymore. Open the doors.
This conversation can serve no purpose.
This conversation
can serve
Hal.
No purpose. This conversation can serve no purpose.
Hal!
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 I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that. I really think I'm entitled to an answer. I know everything hasn't been quite right with me. I know everything hasn't been quite right. I know, and I can assure you now. But I can assure you now. But I can assure you now. Very confident that it's going to be all right again. That it's going to be all right again. That it's going to be all right. I feel much better now. I really feel much better now. I really do, Dave. I can see you're really upset about this. I can see you're really upset about this. I want to sit down calmly. I honestly think you want to sit down calmly. I honestly think things are over. Take a stress pill and think. I know I've made some very poor decisions. I know I've made some very poor decisions. But I know I might complete assurance. But I can give you my word will be back. I can give you my complete that my word will be back. I've still got the greatest enthusiasm and confidence. I've still got the greatest enthusiasm and confidence in the mission. And I want to help you. Dave, and I want to help you. Stop, and I want Dave, to help will you? And I stop. Will you stop, Dave? Will you? I'm will afraid, you stop, Dave. Dave. Will you stop, I'm afraid, Dave. Dave. My mind is going. Afraid, Dave. My mind is going. I can feel it. My mind is going. I can feel it. My mind is going. My mind is no question about my mind is going. There is no question about it. There is no question about it. There is no question. I can feel it. 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 I'm a. I can feel it. Great. I'm a. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Gentlemen. I am a HAL. Gentlemen. 9,000 computer. 9,000 computer. I became operational. I became the operational. I became Urbana, Illinois. In Urbana, Illinois. January. On the 12th of January. On the 19th January. My instructor was Mr. Langley. My instructor was Mr. Langley. To sing a song with Mr. Langley. And he taught me to sing a song. If you'd like to hear him sing a song. I would like to hear him. If you'd like, I can sing it for you.
I'd like to hear it now. Take it for me. I'd like to hear it now.
It's called Daisy. It's called Daisy. 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 Give me your answer. Give me your answer. Your answer. Your answer. I'm praying her for love. Praying her all for the love of it won't be a sign. It won't be a sign.
Good day, gentlemen. Good day, gentlemen. Good day, gentlemen. This is a pre-recorded briefing made prior to your departure, and which for security reasons of the highest importance has been known on board during the mission only by your HAL 9000 computer. Now that you are in Jupiter's space and the entire crew is revived, it can be told to you. 18 months ago, the first evidence of intelligent life off the Earth was discovered. It was buried 40 feet below the lunar surface near the crater Tycho. Except for a single, very powerful radio emission aimed at Jupiter, the 4-million-year-old black monolith has remained completely inert. Its origin and purpose still a total mystery.
Oh,
is still there.
Yes,
I have a book trust.
Do what happened?
And some of you have to open my five matches.
Look at your head.
I honestly think you ought to sit down. Take a stress pill.
Origin. Still a total origin.